This is a CGSF news break.
各位听众您好，现在是 CGSF 新闻时间。
On July 7th, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit ruled that a lawsuit can move forward to trial. The lawsuit accuses California-based tech giant Cisco of facilitating the Chinese regime's violent persecution of Falun Gong.
美法院重审诉讼案，思科被控驻北京迫害法轮功。7月7号，美国第九巡回上诉法院裁定一项诉讼可进入审判阶段。该诉讼指控加州科技巨头思科公司为中共政权对法轮功的暴力迫害提供便利。
Adherents of Falun Gong, a faith group that's been heavily persecuted in China since 1999, filed a lawsuit in 2011 against Cisco, along with its two former executives, longtime CEO John Chambers and Freddie Chung, Cisco's then vice president for Greater China.
法轮功是一个信仰团体，自1999年以来在中国遭受严重迫害。2011年，法轮功学员对思科公司及其两名前高管提起诉讼，这两人分别是长期担任首席执行官的约翰·钱伯斯，以及时任思科大中华区副总裁的 Freddie Chung。
The lawsuit alleges that Cisco supplied technology to help China's communist officials build a vast surveillance network to identify and track Falun Gong practitioners and facilitate their subsequent arrest and torture.
诉讼指出，思科提供技术，帮助中共官员建立了一个庞大的监控网络，以识别、追踪法轮功学员，并为随后的抓捕和酷刑提供了便利。
Reversing a 2014 lower district court decision to dismiss the case, the federal appellate court found the plaintiff's allegations sufficient for the case to proceed.
联邦上诉法院推翻了2014年下级地区法院驳回此案的决定，认为原告的指控足以让案件继续审理。
U.S. Circuit Judge Marsha Birdson wrote in the majority in the 2-1 opinion reinstating the suit. We conclude the plaintiff's allegations accepted as true are sufficient to state a plausible claim that Cisco provided essential technical assistance to the Duozhong of Falun Gong with awareness that the international law violations of torture, arbitrary detention, disappearance,and extrajudicial killing were substantially likely to take place.
三名法官以2-1的票数决定重启诉讼。法官玛莎·贝松在意见书中写道，我们的结论是，原告的指控若是真实的，足以提出一个合理的主张，即思科在为斗争法轮功提供必要技术援助时，明知酷刑、任意拘留、失踪和法外处决等违反国际法的行为很可能会发生。
Duozhong refers to a Chinese term used by the Communist Party for the violent political campaigns it instigates against perceived enemies.
斗争是中共常用的术语，是一种暴力的政治运动，往往会煽动群众反对其认定的敌人。
Ms. Burson said that the company's actions, many of which took place on U.S. soil, constitutes aiding and abetting the Chinese regime's abuses.
贝松女士表示，该公司的行为构成了帮助和教唆中共政权的虐待行为。
Terry Marsh, executive director of the Human Rights Law Foundation and a chief attorney for the plaintiffs, told the Epoch Times the development is a positive step toward curbing the persecution campaign.
人权法律基金会执行主席、原告的首席律师 Terry Marsh 在接受《大纪元时报》采访时表示，这一进展是制止迫害的积极一步。
Marsh said, "The message is clear. U.S. companies and their executive officers cannot further human rights abuses in China with impunity.They must be held accountable. They will be held accountable.
Marsh 说，信息是明确的， 美国公司及其高管不能继续在中国侵犯人权而不受惩罚，他们必须承担责任，他们也将被追究责任。
The plaintiffs, citing Cisco's marketing materials found on Chinese websites and elsewhere, alleged that Cisco had acted as more than an unwitting commercial actor selling widgets to China.
原告援引在中国网站和其他地方发现的思科营销材料，指控思科不仅仅是一个向中国出售小部件的不知情的商业行为者。
In its eagerness to win over the multi-billion dollar Chinese technology market, the complaint alleges the company marketed itself to target dissidents and became a facilitator of the regime's violent suppression of faith, designing and developing a comprehensive apparatus with U.S. technologies and talent in exchange for market access.
诉状说，为赢得价值数十亿美元的中国技术市场，该公司在营销时将意见人士作为打击目标，成为了中共暴力镇压信仰团体的促进者，利用美国的技术和人才研发一套全面监控机器，以换取市场准入。
The system the plaintiffs refer to is Golden Shield, the Chinese security apparatus data-driven surveillance platform accessible nationwide in China. The plaintiffs allege that Cisco had designed, crafted, and given critical assistance to implement and subsequently fine-tune the Golden Shield project at a time when the regime was incapable of developing one on its own.
原告提到的系统是金盾工程，这是中共安全机构的数据导向监控平台，可在全中国内使用。原告指控说，当中共没有能力自行开发金盾项目时，思科公司设计、制作并提供了关键援助，随后更对系统进行了微调。
In addition to customized software, Cisco also provided testing and ongoing skill training and technical training to Chinese agents tasked with persecuting Falun Gong so that they could master the use of the technology, according to the plaintiffs.
原告说，除了定制软件，思科还为负责迫害法轮功的中国特工测试系统，持续提供了技能培训和技术培训，使他们能使用该技术。
From its San Jose headquarters, Cisco designed and manufactured key components such as integrated circuit chips for Golden Shield, and Cisco internationally incorporated the Falun Gong specific signatures into security software upgrades at regular intervals to ensure Falun Gong activities and individuals were identified, blocked, tracked, and suppressed.The court filing states,
思科公司在圣何塞的总部为金盾设计和制造了集成电路芯片等关键部件。法庭文件还指出，思科公司有意将法轮功学员的特征定期纳入安全软件升级，以确保法轮功活动和个人能被识别、阻止、跟踪和压制。
All 13 plaintiffs, including a U.S. citizen, said they were identified via Golden Shield technology as participants of Falun Gong-related activities online and suffered detention for months to years at a time during which they were subject to torture.
包括一名美国公民在内的所有13名原告都表示，因为金盾技术，他们被识别为在线法轮功相关活动的参与者，并一度被拘留数月至数年，期间遭受酷刑。
U.S. Circuit Judge Marsha Birdson wrote, The physical torture the plaintiffs endured in detention and while imprisoned in forced labor camps included beatings with steel rods and shocking with electric batons, sleep deprivation,being forced to sit or stand for prolonged periods of time in painful positions and violent force feeding.
贝松法官写道，原告在拘留以及被囚禁在强制劳动营期间所遭受的身体折磨包括钢棍殴打、电棍电击、 剥夺睡眠，强迫长时间以痛苦的姿势坐着或站立，暴力灌食等。
Ms. Burson also noted that the authorities have allegedly used information stored in the Golden Shield system as tools to exert mental pressure during their torture sessions.
贝松法官说，据称当局在酷刑过程中利用了金盾系统中存储的信息，对受害者施加了精神压力。
Welcome back to the Chen Show on CGSF 9.1 FM. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released album by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Matt Selick and the music piece is called Almost There, which is from album titled North Shore, released in 2019. And for more information about Matt Selick's music, you can visit his website, mattselick.com。 听众朋友，欢迎您继续收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 The Chen Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人新近发行的专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要推荐给大家的是来自 Matt Selick的一首乐曲，名字叫做 Almost There， 希望你喜欢。 Aplex is a song vocal by Don Brownrigg, and it's called You Know, which is from the album titled Fireworks. 下面要推荐给大家的是来自 Don Brownrigg演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 You Know。 Next is a song vocal by White Horse, and it's called Slow Boys and Slow Angels. By the way, White Horse is Melissa McClelland and Luke Dusit. And the song is from the album titled A White Horse Winter Classic, which was released last November. 接下来请大家欣赏来自加拿大双人乐队 White Horse 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做 Slow Boys and Slow Angels。
Wake me up tonight, throw snowballs at my window, I've cabin fever like you won't believe. Oh, how I miss
将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去，漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣，前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福，虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你，没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己，你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。
我将离开你，请将眼角的泪拭去。漫漫长夜里，未来日子里，亲爱的你别为我哭泣。前方的路虽然太凄迷，请在笑容里为我祝福。虽然迎着风，虽然下着雨，我在风雨之中念着你。没有你的日子里，我会更加珍惜自己。没有我的岁月里，你要保重你自己。你问我何时归故里，我也轻声地问自己，不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。不是在此时，不知在何时，我想大约会是在冬季。我想大约会是在冬季。
That song is called 大约在冬季 which means it's about in winter. And it was vocal by 齐秦。And here comes the last song of today's music segment of La Chen's show. And it's called 让我们看云去 which means Let's see the cloud. And it's vocal by 陈明绍. Here she wants to thank you for listening to our program.